This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.
Today, the Andrews Labor government announced that they will fund an extension to the game-changing PrEP-X study to continue protecting Victorians at risk of HIV exposure. With the study set to conclude at the end of March, Victorians participating in the study will now receive an extension till the end of June until they can transition to accessing PrEP through their GPs.
Look, I'm thrilled that finally we've got PrEP on the PBS coming in the next couple of months, and I think it's a really significant moment because improving access to the affordability of care is, I think, an important step. I know that it's going to have a tremendous effect and will absolutely fundamentally improve our HIV prevention response. I think we've really got to keep focused on making sure that this is a matter that gets signed off by the Minister and assumedly through the Federal Cabinet to get it available as soon as possible.
To ensure that people participating on the PrEP-X trial can have uninterrupted access to PrEP until it's listed on the PBS, the Andrews Labor government will provide a further $400,000 to extend Victoria's PrEP-X study by an additional 3 months until the 30th of June this year.
I was really concerned that we've done such a fantastic job here in Victoria through the state government funding access to PrEP through the PrEP-X trial. But what I was concerned about is all of the people that are involved in accessing PrEP, and that's almost 4,000 people in Victoria, potentially would have fallen off an access cliff until PrEP is actually available on the PBS. We've got the decision to make it available, but until a person can walk in the door of their GP and access PrEP, what I was really worried about is all of the wonderful work that's being done could potentially be at risk. And so what we decided to do was to make an investment of $400,000 to extend the study by 3 months. And that's essentially to try and make sure that we're able to not lose all of those people that have been accessing PrEP through the PrEP-X trial, and to ensure that we continue to keep momentum about the importance of PrEP and the role that it absolutely has to play. We know, seeing the decline in the HIV notifications here in Victoria, that it works, that it is essentially, I think, one of the most significant game changers in terms of public health and people's dignity. I think it also is beholden upon all of us to make sure with the widening availability of PrEP that we're continuing to engage our GPs to make sure that people are able to, from a really mainstream perspective, access PrEP. And an important part of this trial has also been engaging with GPs.
Getting our general practitioners informed and ready to handle these conversations is the next step, with a change needing to be made to how information as well as education of the medical community is used for people accessing what they need for their sexual health, as well as people living with HIV. But is this something we can really expect?
Look, I'm really hopeful about that. I know we've still got significant work to do amongst the health professions in order to ensure, and you know, my expectation is that all healthcare professionals are able to provide proper sexual health care for people in a way that's accessible, in a way that is without judgment, in a way that does nothing to exacerbate the already existing stigma. And I think getting a drug like PrEP on the PBS, it makes it mainstream, and I think that that's a really important symbol as well, because it sends a very strong message to healthcare professionals that this is just part of ordinary healthcare to people who deserve good healthcare. And I'm really hopeful that mainstreaming it also means that more GPs become educated about PrEP, and that they also use that as an opportunity to reflect upon how accessible their medical services are to people. Because we've got so many wonderful services here in Victoria, but we've also got huge pockets of places where people can't access good sexual health medical services, and particularly those in rural and regional Victoria. And the issue of stigma is still a really significant one, and I don't think we should underestimate how stigmatising it can be if a person reaches out to a medical professional and they're not either aware or they bring attitudes that are not accepting and without judgment for people, or that are welcoming and engaging with people about what their genuine sexual health, medical and health needs are. So I'm also really hopeful that this will bring a greater sense of mainstream understanding of the importance of ensuring that we are providing accessible, non-judgmental and truly welcoming and helpful sexual health services to everyone in the community. But I think we've got a little work to do.
That was Dean Arcuri speaking to Victorian Minister for Health, Jill Hennessy.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.